This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 11th day of January, year of our Lord 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. Let's see if we got any really serious breaking news at Drudge Report. Nothing's come up in the last hour or so. The headline has to do with the federal workers that are on furlough not getting paid, but they will receive their back pay. I don't regard that as a crisis. The real crisis is the drugs and the criminals coming across our border. And of course, news story this morning, 3 illegal aliens were released by a federal judge. And yesterday they stabbed a high school student, and all the illegal aliens were attending a high school also, including a 20-year-old MS-13 high school student in the United States. How about that? Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to locate your local ham radio club and begin attending meetings. And, of course, join that local ham radio club. And in that regard, we're going to have a discussion here on emergency survival communications with my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began his quest to understand, become knowledgeable, and eventually an expert in two-way radio communications. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Really good. Well, Tom, when I was in Dallas a few weeks ago, I was talking to the leader of Oath Keepers. And at the time, Oath Keepers was negotiating with several ranchers on the American-Mexican border with very extensive holdings, one very large ranch, which I won't name. They were offering their services to provide security for the ranch and for the people, protect lives and property. I don't know where the negotiations are. They may actually have the contract. The leader of Oath Keepers agreed to come on this show and discuss what's going on down there if they got the contract to protect the ranch. But part of our discussions had to do with emergency communications for Oath Keepers, and of course, any paramilitary operation of this kind has to have effective, immediate, two-way radio communications, don't they, Tom?
Well, they sure do, John. You know, years ago, I purchased the entire fleet of two-way radios that came out of a trucking company that was shutting down, and I marketed these radios online and sold several of them to a rancher. I don't remember if he was in Arizona, New Mexico, but he was on the border, and they were having a lot of trouble with illegals coming across the border and stealing, leaving a mess, just messing things up, and so on. But they were very happy to get these radios. They were 100-watt mobile units, 99-channel Motorola Meritrax, really, really nice radios. And they put them in their pickup trucks. They had HTs. They had quite a communication system that they had set up to protect their own ranch. So that there was a lot of that going on. That was almost 20 years ago, John.
Right, right. Well, it's, you know, this issue with illegal aliens coming across the southern border is nothing new. It's decades old. And it's really captured the mainstream media attention. A lot of airtime being spent dwelling on that. The president was down there yesterday. Some great footage of him talking to the men and women who help protect our country and keep it safe. And there was consensus among the professionals down there that literally risked their lives to keep us safe. A consensus that at a wall, a fence, a barrier would help. And and of course, all these professionals have the two-way radio communications as well, don't they, sir?
Yes, they do, and it takes quite an investment to set up some of these networks that are needed to cover the vast areas that they're covering. Of course, we talk about ham radio, and the flexibility with ham radio, John, is that you can select the frequency band, and you can change bands as needed to increase or decrease your communications range. So you might use VHF or UHF for some close-in work, and then maybe switch over to HF bands if you have to cover a regional area or even nationwide or internationally. So there's a lot of flexibility there when using ham radio.
Absolutely. Now, if you're sitting there thinking about this and going, boy, that sounds like a pretty good deal, here's what you do. There's a website. I'm going to give it out twice slowly. It's the website for the American Radio Relay League, and the website is ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org, Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org. Once you're there, you will find everything you need to get started, won't you, Tom?
Yes, you will. And John, your audio is cutting out a little bit, so I don't know if you're using a cell phone. You might want to move it a little bit, something, but you were cutting out some there. But yeah, basically, American Radio Relay League is a very good place to get started. A lot of information there. They have books available all the way from elementary to very technical. Depends on what you want. They have it all, and then they can assist you in finding a club. And then the local people in your local club will help you come up to speed. And many of these clubs administer the
Okay, I lost everything. I'm not hearing Tom. I don't know if I'm on air or not. If my engineer hears me, maybe he can let me know if I'm on the air. All I have is silence. It looks like I'm connected. I don't know if I'm connected. I'm not getting anything from my engineer. So this is a complete mystery to me. What's going on? There was a tone, kind of a ragged tone of some sort, and then silence, and I'm not hearing anything, not getting any message from my engineer, so I don't know if I'm even on the air. I might be just talking to myself here. Hello, hello. And okay, maybe I am just talking to myself. Maybe nobody's home. This is live radio. This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes with live radio. Things don't work the way they're supposed to. And I don't have a clue what's going on. I'm not getting a message from my engineer, so I have to assume that I'm not connected, but he should be disconnecting and calling me back is what should be. Of course, I use Skype here on my laptop, internet connection, which normally works pretty well, and still nothing going on. So I'm going to disconnect here. If you are hearing me and I go silent, I apologize because I have to disconnect and reconnect. We had some technical issues, which apparently are solved now. And Tom will be back here shortly. Okay, Tom, are you there?
I'm here, John.
Oh, well, we had some technical issues, which are now resolved, and we're both back on the air. So, ARRL, founded in 1914. Sounds like 105 years ago to me. I was, when I saw this date for the founding of the Amateur Radio Relay League, I was a bit amazed that a group of this nature would get going at that early part of the 20th century.
Well, John, here's what it means. People even wonder, why do they call it the American Radio Relay League? Well, in the early days of communications, everything, of course, was Morse code, and they used transmitters were called spark gap transmitters, and they had all different types of those, but you could take an ignition coil out of a Ford tractor or, you know, like an early Model T and turn that into a transmitter, and they would use a telegraph key with that. Well, the ranges were not very long, so they would relay messages, and these ham operators would send messages, and then One operator would pick that up, and they'd relay it to another distant station. And they even did some tests. They had a contest once to see how long it would take to get a message started at one location and relay it all throughout the country, all the way to the from one coast to the next coast and back again. And they timed it. I don't remember the results from that, but that's how it was done in the early days with the spark gap transmitters. Everything was Morse code, and this was even before ham radio was started. They had a lot of commercial traffic. Everybody was on the same wavelength. They didn't go by frequency in those days. They went by wavelength, and they would they'd be on there, the experimenters, guys in their garages and attics playing around with their transmitter and their receiver. They would be on there at the same time that the maritime stations were on there trying to conduct traffic and send life and safety and commercial traffic. So they were, it was just a total craziness, and they had to get that under control.
Okay, did we lose Tom again? Looks like we lost Tom again. Well, he's got a He's got a new smartphone, one of these iPhone connect devices here, and maybe he needs to go back to a regular landline telephone if he's got one. And this is not working out too well. Well, we're talking about ham radio here. If you've got a question or comment about emergency survival communications, give us a call at 800-313-9443. And it's kind of ironic that when we're talking about communications, the communications breaks down, isn't it? I do find it rather ironic. We got our first winter storm here in this part of Missouri in about 5 years. I was talking to Dr. Wilbert last night, and I said, Doc, you know, we've got thousands of drivers in this area, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, who've never... Tom, I got something I wanted to mention to you here. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm here, John. Phones keep cutting out.
You still there? He's gone again. Well, he's got one of these new iPhones, and apparently... But anyway, thousands of drivers, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, who've never driven in snowy conditions ever. And we're expecting 5 to 7 inches of snow here in this part of Missouri, beginning around noon or so today. And it's going to be a challenge for these drivers who've never driven in snowy conditions before to make their way around through traffic. And this is true of all locations all the time. Every year, no matter where you are, even if you have heavy snow every year, there's going to be new drivers every year who've never driven in snow. I know myself, I took it upon myself when I was a young driver. I just had my driver's license maybe 3 or 4 months, and I drove the family vehicle, was a Ford station wagon, about 40 miles round trip to a location and back, just to get the practice of driving in what amounted to a blizzard. And it was pretty serious winter storm, and I learned a lot. And those cars by today's standards were pretty primitive. Bi-supply tires, six-cylinder rear-wheel drive, a six-cylinder stick, a Ford station wagon. Not the best vehicle for those conditions, to say the least. So is Tom back? No, Tom? Okay, we're hoping that Tom is trying to find a different telephone so we can get back to communications. But your local ham radio club, typically they're going to meet once a month. They'll usually be in a public venue, could be in people's homes, but a lot of times there'll be a meeting room in the back of a restaurant, some kind of public place of that nature. And like I say, it could be people's living rooms. It's going to vary from place to place. It's men and women who are, almost all of them, are interested in preparedness to a greater or lesser extent. I'm always getting phone calls and emails. John, how can I find people of like mind? Well, this is one of the great ways to do it. Probably better than your local gun club, by the way. There aren't that many people in the firearms culture, the gun culture, that are interested in preparedness. There's a percentage, of course, like any group would have. But within ham radio, you'll find probably 90% of the men and women have, as I said a moment ago, a greater or lesser interest in preparedness. Now, the ham radio, the FCC began ham radio licensing in order to establish a pool of men and women that are trained and equipped all over the country that would be able to help their communities in the event of a disaster. That's what they did. And so that's been many decades ago, and that's the original purpose of ham radio licensing, is to establish that pool of men and women who are trained and equipped. And here's our first break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here, on Friday, the 11th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been there the last 2 weeks, well, you haven't been there. It's all new, refreshed. Things are back up that's been missing for several months. Keep in mind, if you're a marketing person or know marketing people, I am actively looking to recruit and hire people to do marketing for me, part-time paid positions to do marketing for John Moore, to get speaking engagements. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Friday, first hour. We talk about emergency survival communications. And it's kind of ironic, Tom, that during our discussion about emergency communications, everything broke down, didn't it?
Well, John, it reminds me of one of my favorite old movies, Cool Hand Luke. And remember the famous line in there?
That's
what
right.
We have here is a failure to communicate.
Right. And well, I won't try to duplicate the accent of the actor who stated that line, but it's easily found on YouTube, by the way. That was one of the, we had, one of the two or th- we had two or three movies we took with us in Special Forces on a training operation to entertain the troops at night, and that was one of them. The other one was I'm blanking out on the name of it, but it was a film that took place in the winter in Russia, most of it in the winter in Russia. Anyway, the Cool Hand Luke movie was very popular, mostly because of the car washing scene, I believe.
John, I was just going to say that, because of the car wash.
All right. Well, we had at any given time, couple hundred guys and no women, of course, and we're out in the woods of North Carolina, not a Hala National Forest. So the car wash scene was quite popular, to say the least. getting back, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's findable on YouTube also, Cool Hand Luke car wash scene. It's classic. It's one of the all-time classic scenes from all motion pictures. Anyway, Tom, emergency communications is something that most people don't think about until they need it, right?
Yeah, that's true, John. And I'll wrap up real quick where I left off, because sometimes people are interested in the historic side of things. But the American Radio Relay League was established as a spokesman for the ham radio operators. A commercial, everybody was on the same wavelengths, and jamming and interference. It was just horrible. So the government had to get involved. And, of course, the ham operators were very innovative, and they were bringing new technology into play. In those days, anyway, it would be very antiquated by today's standards, but they were developing communications skills and equipment that was covering vast ranges and areas. So they were kind of needed, and it was a great way to test out new technologies, and it's still done to this very day. But what happened is that the federal government came in, and they decided that the ham operators would be stuck to much higher wavelengths. They said they'd keep all the maritime and the military, all of that stuff would be in the long wave ranges. 200 meters was a typical wavelength that was used in those days, and that was below the AM broadcast band. And they would keep all of that traffic down there, commercial and military and maritime, so on. And then they moved all the ham operators to above 200 meters, and that was getting up into the short wave spectrum.
Right.
They considered that a vast wasteland.
Right.
Little did anybody know that you could cover internationally by using those wavelengths, and that's where we are today, and that's the short wave spectrum. So they gave the ham operators all of those frequencies and put their bands up into there, and the American Radio Relay League was very wise in the selection of the particular frequency bands that the hams would be able to use, because they selected them so you have some good daytime and nighttime extended ranges. There was some thought given to harmonic, what's called harmonic relationships, where if your transmitter wasn't filtered properly, the harmonics, which is the doubling, tripling, and quadrupling of the frequency, et cetera, that would fall within another ham radio band, so you would not be able to interfere with commercial traffic if your transmitter wasn't adjusted properly. So there was a lot of thought given to this process. And then there's been other ham radio bands added since then. They call them the WARC bands, and they were from the some international agreements that there were frequencies.
Hold that thought, Tom. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 11th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. We got it up and running. It's full speed. More improvements to come. It's pretty nice. It's very nice. You need to visit my website, thelibertyman.com. Our project is now moving into the third year, full speed ahead. Our project, and it's truly our project, and one human being could not possibly watch the tens of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows the last 60 years. This is a project to locate images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines. So keep a sharp eye out. If you find that image on a movie or a TV show, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my 6 DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. You can see all the images that have been found so far. literally hundreds of millions of people have seen these images the past 60 years. Hundreds of millions right there in front of us. How about that? Also, on our website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. Marvelous healing devices, that's what they are. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Get your life back. Back pain, same thing. Not getting a great night's sleep, you'll sleep better than you have since you were a child. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. The mattress pads, they do vary in price depending on what you get. I took an order from a very nice lady in Ecuador yesterday. Two energy cleaners, two mattress pads. I'm getting them boxed up and ready to ship today. I take a MasterCard, Visa. PayPal is great. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, and this is our hour we take every week to talk about emergency survival communications, encouraging, nudging, asking that people please consider getting their ham radio license, getting the knowledge, get the training, get the equipment, not only for yourself, but all your team members. Now, Tom, you know several of my team members at what I've put together, helped put together these past 25 years. Almost all the adults have their ham radio license in our group, Tom, and that's pretty extraordinary, isn't it? Hello, Tom. Did we lose Tom again? We did. Well, here we go. it's live radio. What can I say, ladies and gentlemen? These things do happen. I know Tom does have a new telephone. It's one of these iPhone devices, which they're supposed to be top of the line, but for whatever reason, he's not doing too well this morning with it. Ham radio. I remember a young lady I dated when I was in college. Her father was a ham radio operator, a classic ham radio shack in his home there. Knotty pine paneling. The whole place smelled like Prince Albert pipe tobacco. I didn't know anything about that equipment. I looked at it. I was thoroughly impressed, although I didn't have a clue what I was looking at. And he was quite happy to show me his equipment and his Radio Shack there in his home. That was, quite a while ago, I'm going to say 1966. So we're looking at more than half a century ago, 52 years ago, 53 years ago. So ham radio has been around a long time. And without exception, every crisis we have, it's the ham radio operators who can communicate when nobody else can. When the police can't, the sheriff's department, the paramedics, the fire department, when nobody else can talk and get communications two-way, the ham radio operators are there stepping up to the plate with their independent radio stations, communicating to the outside world, letting people know what's going on, making sure that the outside authorities, that where things are more or less normal, know what the needs are at that location, depending on the situation. It could be a flood. It could be a forest fire. It could be a earthquake, a tornado, a hurricane. I know during Hurricane Katrina, there were a number of ham radio operators who were communicating outside the affected area to coordinate emergency services. Very, very important, and literally, not figuratively, but literally, a matter of life and death. You may have a parents group you're working with. Maybe it's family-based. Everybody's related by blood and marriage. Maybe it's church-based. Maybe it's men and women you work with. Maybe it's people in your neighborhood or a combination of different groups of people that work together as a team like we do in my community. Regardless, I want to encourage your team to have as many licensed ham radio people as possible. At least two or three on the low end. The more the better. It gives you more flexibility for manning radios 24/7. That gets to be pretty burdensome. There's 180 hours a week. And if it is a serious long-term crisis, those radios should be manned 24/7. They really should be. Now, granted, during a crisis, if you don't have a ham radio license, you can talk anyway. That exception is made and is allowed on one hand. On the other, if you don't have the training and don't have the license, you could end up not being able to communicate, even though you have a desire to. You've got the equipment right in front of you. But without the training, which means you've, and if you have the license, that means you have the training, by the way, of course. Without the training, you may have to communicate under very serious circumstances and not be able to. Wouldn't that be tragic? If somebody's life or maybe several people's lives or property was at risk and you weren't able to communicate because you don't have the knowledge, you didn't get the training, even though the expensive, beautiful equipment is right there in front of you, you don't know how to use it, how tragic would that be? Well, it doesn't need to be that way. Once the crisis is in your face, you can't get the training. That time has passed. Now, we have right now what appears to be the luxury of time to get the training. That may be a complete illusion, but it appears that we have the luxury of time to get the training. So how do you do this? Well, going back to the Amateur Radio Relay League, their website is alpharomeolima.org, alpharomeolima.org. That's where you're going to find the answers, really. You can find the closest ham radio club to you by putting in the zip code where you live, and you'll find the closest ham radio club to you. Hopefully it won't be too far away. Now, if you're out west, it may be quite a drive. It may be a one-hour drive one way, maybe even more. But it's only once a month. So maybe you can combine that drive with a shopping trip or visiting a friend or something of that nature to make the trip have more benefits to the trip. This is a really big country, in case you don't know it. You look at a map, it's one thing, but when you're driving 70 miles an hour on the interstate highway for 10, 12 hours straight for days in a row, that's when you really get to comprehend the true size of this country. So think about it. Think what you would want to be able to do for your family, for the people you care about, if there was a crisis in your neighborhood. There's no place in this country that's completely safe from natural disasters. That place does not exist. Now, obviously, some places are more vulnerable than others. If you live near the Cascade Mountains, you may or may not know this, but the Cascade Mountains up there in Washington State and Oregon, they're not mountains. They're dormant or semi-dormant volcanoes. That's what those are. If you live near any of the coasts, especially the Gulf Coast and the East Coast, you're certainly vulnerable to hurricanes. Now, major storms off the ocean are not that common on the Pacific side of the country. They do happen, but they're not nearly as frequent as the hurricanes that happen on the Gulf Coast and the East Coast of the United States, the Atlantic Coast. Tornadoes? Well, tornadoes can happen pretty much anywhere. In the Midwest, they're more common. Ice storms, that's more of a southern phenomenon, and they do happen in northern cities also. Snowstorms, obviously areas farther north of the Mason-Dixon. Forest fires, my friend L.A. Marzulli had the table next to me in Dallas a few weeks ago, and I saw he had a concerned look on his face. I saw his wife crying. I thought, what in the world's going on with L.A. and his wife? And they were getting reports about the fire getting closer and closer to their home. and then the report that their home was being consumed and completely destroyed by the campfire. I think that's what that fire was called out there in California 2 months ago. Very tragic situation. Officially, 85 people died. Probably the death toll is considerably higher, but I really don't know. So, point being, there's no place on this planet completely safe from natural disaster. That place does not exist. What about man-made crisis, such as civil disorder? Well, that certainly can happen, especially in urban, suburban areas. And you need to be aware of this and plan accordingly. Plan in advance. Get that ham radio license now while we have what appears to be luxury of time. And get the equipment now. Learn how to use it. Get your members of your team licensed also, so you all have compatible equipment. You do regular testing with your equipment so you know how it works, and you stay on top of it. If you put that equipment down for a year and don't pick it up, the odds of you working it efficiently very quickly are greatly diminished. Now, I've seen men buy very high quality ham radio equipment. They never take it out of the box. They don't get the training. They don't get the license. They don't have a clue. Seriously, they don't have a clue how that equipment can and should work. But they own it. They own it. That doesn't accomplish very much, does it? You know, as I sometimes say, I'm no artist, but I could walk into an art supply store and for about $300 to $500, I could walk out the door with everything I need to duplicate what Picasso or Rembrandt did for $300 to $500 worth of art supplies. Owning the equipment does not translate in being able to do the right thing with it. I would still be at my level of making stick figures. That's my level of expertise when it comes to art. But I could own everything necessary to duplicate what Picasso and Rembrandt did, couldn't I? So owning the ham radio equipment doesn't translate into being able to successfully use it. It really doesn't. I'm working with one of the men on my team right now to set up a new additional surveillance alarm system to help us out with our goals. It's going to be a pretty sophisticated system to be able to have video cameras and monitor them from any place on the planet that has internet service and get text alerts, if necessary, from the same system. We'll be running coax, installing cameras, installing keypads. It's going to be a very nice, very professional install as we go about this over the next few weeks to get it done properly. And I'll be helping as I can and learning some new skills. I never have learned how to do crimp connectors for coax. That will be something I'm looking forward to learning. And there'll be other skills that will be coming that we've already acquired over the years for running the cable, running power supplies, doing installs of cameras and so forth, remote sensors to send out various alerts. It's a learning process. I know for myself, I can't speak for others, but I do enjoy learning new skills. I think that's what one of the things that helps keep life interesting is to always be on a quest to learn new things. That's one of the reasons I'm a voracious reader. Reading's always been a passion of mine. When I was in elementary school and high school, I was a voracious reader. I just didn't read what my instructors wanted me to read. But I had typically 4 or 5 magazine subscriptions at any given time and read various books that interest me as well. But as a mature adult, my reading continues to be one of my passions. And I hope that that's one of your passions as well, and that you'll incorporate and become passionate about ham radio. I know very few of you will, percentage-wise. I understand that. It's just the way people are. Ham radio is not well-known in this country, not well-understood, but that's okay. We have our outreach here every week. I know we're having some impact. I get contact from ham radio operators literally all over the planet. They give me their call signs. They talk about what they're doing with their ham radio setups, which includes backup power. It's very important to have a way to power your equipment that does not include the power grid. Now, these ham radio clubs, most of them have what's called a field day. It's at least once a year, sometimes more frequently, nationwide field days, typically during the warmer months. And the club will go out usually to a public park. There might be a pavilion to provide a little shelter from sunshine and snow and rain or whatever it might be. And they'll set up their equipment and talk all over the country. Here's our last break this hour. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the...
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 11th of January. I expect to be doing a special show on the Tet Offensive later this month. It will be the 51st anniversary of the Tet Offensive, Tango Echo Tango in Vietnam. I was part of that. I've got so far one veteran, a friend of mine who is also an intelligence analyst. I'm looking to get a second one to join us. We were desperate for communications to know what was going on. And all we had was access to the U.S. Army's radio station that they were broadcasting. And we were just wanting to know what was happening. We knew more was going on in Saigon than we did in our location, which was down in the Mekong Delta. All we knew about what was going on there was what we could see, which was not good. Which was not good. Those first 3 days, we weren't so sure we were going to win that thing. By the fourth day, we were pretty confident that we would be the victors, but those first 3 days were pretty touch and go. They threw everything they had at us. And I was laying there on my belly with the bullets flying and the mortars and rockets and all the rest of it. And I'm hearing that the American embassy had Viet Cong inside the compound, the American embassy in Saigon. And I thought to myself, that's the safest place in the entire country. And here I am behind some sandbags and chicken wire and 2x4s. What chance do I have? But communications, here's human nature. If you don't know what's going on for a fact, your mind will go to a worst-case scenario instantly. That's what will happen. Yeah, that's just human nature. So if you really do know what's going on, you won't have to have your mind go to these bad, dark places because you'll know what's really going on, which is rarely as bad as it really is, as it could be, I should say. And if it is, well, it is, and then you deal with it accordingly, don't you? That's where good communications comes in. Knowledge. Knowledge of what's really going on as opposed to what you believe might be going on. And that could be a matter of life and death also, couldn't it? So I want to encourage all of you to please consider becoming part of the HAM community. It could, in a future date, literally be a matter of life and death. It really could. And we talk about this every week, and we will continue talking about it every week because it is that important. It really is that important. Not optional, in my opinion. And just do it. Just bite the bullet. Go to the ARRL.org website and begin your quest to get this knowledge. And you'll be very glad you did. Once you get the training, get the equipment, you'll be very glad you did all this. And we got a top of the hour break coming up here in less than a minute. We'll have Dr. Lynn Wilbert with us, I hope. And we'll be talking about health-related matters. Stay tuned.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.